sandwiches it is. Chapter 7. Delaney had suggested we go to the sorority house to eat. The girls there were doing a practice run, getting ready to serve a large banquet they were holding later in the evening.
"As long as the kitchen will make us sandwiches, I'm good with wherever," I agreed.
The house wasn't too far away. We piled in my van, a gem of a vehicle, and headed over. Delaney sat in the passenger seat next to me, and I glanced in the back at the other girls. Sophie had shifted to her human form. We'd started keeping a change of clothes in the van for her to do so quite some time ago, as it became a more common occurrence. Anyone who was back there with her would just turn away to give her a little privacy. There were benches on both sides instead of standard seats, which made the process even easier. Sophie had even mentioned once how comfortable the van was to shift in because of the soft orange shag carpet and plenty of room. I'd purchased the van from the friend we were helping when the girls and I first ended up working together. It had quickly become a valuable asset in our adventures. The outside was green, and it was shaped like an old VW bus, and right down the middle on the outside were three lines waving down the side. The blue, orange, and white of the lines accented the green paint in such a way that the friend's description of the van being groovy ran through my head each time I saw it. Of course, the girl's favorite part about the van was the silver glitter ceiling on the inside. The thing was truly a dream right out of the 70s. With Sophie shifted and both she and I starving, I pulled into the sorority house parking lot. We hopped out and walked up the steps to the front door. The building was regal in every way. As Delaney opened the door for us, it reminded me of the first time I'd been there, which happened to be the first time I'd met Delaney. The woman who had answered the door was a horror of a woman, and the most unpleasant I'd met on the island. This trip, of course, was quite the opposite. Now that Delaney ran the place, the atmosphere was always happy and welcoming, and that day was no different. The sorority sisters greeted us happily as they rushed this way and that to get to their assigned stations for the banquet run-through. The girls and I went directly to the dining room, where two blondes were waiting to seat us, dressed in formal gowns. Each had a white linen towel draped over their forearms, just as a butler would. I chuckled and nudged Delaney on the arm.
"They even have to dress up to practice? What if they spill food on their dresses?"
"Then that would mean they aren't ready to be serving properly, now would it?"
Delaney replied, completely serious.
"Miss runs a tight ship over here,"
Sophie said, pretending to be put off.
"They don't mind," Delaney responded. "They know I do it for their own good. They get served quite a lot around here by the house staff, so they need to appreciate that. This dinner makes them feel like they contribute to the well-being of those who take care of them on the regular."
Sophie put her arm around Delaney's shoulders as we followed the blondes to our table.
"You are a great house mother, you know that? It's clear these girls love you, even though some of them are the same age, almost."
"Yeah," Delaney replied.
"I was worried about that at first, but I guess the fact that I helped rescue them from a life with a murderous witch made them okay with me being young. Plus, I pledged with some of these girls, so they know I know how their lives work. I love it."
That much was apparent. Delaney always lit up when she talked about or was at the sorority house. She got just as much out of her role there as any of the girls. I enjoyed the glow on her face as we sat at a large round table in the center of the dining hall. The place had been decorated with black and silver draperies, centerpieces of black roses sitting on mirrored plates, and shiny black tablecloths and seat covers. Honestly, I felt as though I should have been wearing a tuxedo.
"Here are the menus for the evening,"
the shorter blonde girl said quietly as she handed out a fancy written sheet of stiff paper to each of us.
"Shall I start you with a wine list?"
Delaney smiled up at the girl.
"I have a wine list available if you would like. I am more than happy to get you a sample of any vintage you'd prefer,"
she corrected the girl gently.
"I have a wine list if you would like. I am more than happy to get you a sample of any vintage you'd prefer,"
the girl replied happily.
"No, thank you,"
I replied. "Iced tea with a dash of lemons for me, please."
"Of course, sir, right away,"
she replied. She took the drink order for the rest of the table, and both girls left, one going back to the doorway and the other to the kitchen to get our drinks. When she returned, Delaney gathered our menus from us and handed them back to the girl.
"We won't be needing these," she informed them. "Is Sammy in the kitchen?"
The cute blonde looked confused for a moment.
"Yes, ma'am, Sammy is here."
"Good," Delaney said. "Thank you. Please inform her that I will text our order directly to her, as it is not on the menu."
"Right away," the girl replied. "May I get you anything while you wait for your entree? A loaf of bread for the table, perhaps?"
"Yes, thank you,"
Sophie replied before Delaney had a chance to answer.
"Excellent,"
the girl said, and turned to leave again.
"Abigail,"
Delaney whispered, finally revealing the girl's name. Abigail turned and approached Delaney.
"Yes, ma'am,"
she answered in a whisper, matching Delaney's.
"Great job on adjusting for an unusual request. You're doing amazing,"
she told her, just before she gave her an endearing slap on the rear.
"Now get going."
"Thank you,"
Abigail whispered excitedly, obviously trying not to squeal with delight at the compliment. I leaned back in my chair and picked up my iced tea, taking a long drink before setting it back down. "Aren't you sweet?" I said to Delaney.
"No," she replied. "Just honest. Good work deserves to be rewarded."
I laughed. If nothing else, if their college education fails them, they'll be able to land the best server job possible and still make a decent amount of cash to live on.
"Steven," Freya scolded me, "there's nothing wrong with being a waitress or a waiter."
"No, there's not," I replied, amused at her irritation. "I used to be one long ago. I was just commenting on the multitude of job skills these girls will have once Delaney is through with them." Veda picked up her fork and acted like she was going to throw it at me.
"Snob!"
"I think Sammy needs to hurry up with our food. Y'all are getting cranky," I teased.
"Oh,"
Delaney said, suddenly breaking out in laughter.
"It may help if I actually text her the order."
Our five pairs of rolling eyes met her. She waved us off and pulled out her phone, promptly sending a long text.
"Are you going to ask us what we want?" Sophie asked. "Do you think I really need to?"
Delaney responded, not fazed. Sophie shrugged, knowing that she didn't. We fell into some light-hearted conversation centering around the decorations in the room and the near silence in the place. The sorority sisters moved about almost without being detected, they were so quiet. In no time at all, our food arrived, and Delaney looked over to Sophie.
"Still doubt my ordering skills?"
The most delicious-looking sandwiches I'd ever seen now sat in front of us. The oat nut bread piled high with various meats and hand-sliced cheese let off a scent that made my stomach rumble loudly in protest that I wasn't already eating. Sophie didn't even reply to Delaney before she dug into her sandwich. I joined her, and both of us sat back immediately after our first bite, reveling in the taste explosion. Delaney, Freya, and Veda watched for a moment, shaking their heads at us before starting in on their own meals, which were much fancier. They were eating things like braised pork and sautéed chicken and vegetables, and as delicious as it smelled, I didn't envy them one bit. The table was quiet until we'd completed about half of our meal. In reality, my sandwich was so huge that I would have been fine with half, but there was no way I was going to stop eating something that amazing. Just as I was picking up the other half, however, we were harshly interrupted by the hurried rustling of two girls coming out of the kitchen, worried looks on their faces.
"What happened?"
Delaney said, worriedly standing up and rushing to them.
"Sammy cut herself," Abigail said. "It looks bad, and we're having problems with the bleeding."
Veda was out of her chair in an instant. "Let me see it. Sammy, sit down." Sammy looked around the table, which had five other empty chairs.
"I don't want to stain the tablecloth, and you all have food."
"Sit," I said sternly, standing and pulling a chair out for her. "We can handle a little blood." We got Sammy sat, and Veda slowly unwrapped the blood-soaked towel Abigail had wrapped around her hand. Directly in the center of her palm was a huge gash from pinky finger to thumb.
"How did you do this?" Veda asked.
"I hung a pot and hit the knife block on the top shelf accidentally. One of the knives fell and caught me on its way down,
Sammy replied, embarrassed.
Did you try to catch it, or did it just slice as it fell?
Veda asked.
It just cut me before I even knew it fell,
Sammy answered. Okay, good, Veda mumbled. I tipped my head and looked at her.
How is that good exactly?
Veda, not bothering to look up, replied,
If she would have tried to catch a knife sharp enough to do this just falling, imagine what it would have done had she grabbed onto it.
Ah, I said, feeling foolish for not realizing. We waited anxiously while Veda examined the wound closer. After a few moments, she looked at Delaney.
She doesn't need stitches, Veda reported, but an ice pack, gauze, a wrap, and some butterfly strips would be nice.
No problem, Delaney replied, grabbing Abigail's arms. Go to the med room and get everything she needs.
I'll be right back, Sammy,
Abigail said, tears of worry in her eyes. I waited for her to be out of earshot before saying anything.
Poor girl acts as though it is her fault.
Sammy's head whipped up.
It wasn't Abigail's fault at all. We know, Sammy.
Delaney scowled at me.
It was an accident.
Veda returned the towel over Sammy's gash and pushed on it, ignoring Sammy's gasp of pain.
The pressure will help with the bleeding. I know, Sammy whispered. I have the pain tolerance of a gnat, unfortunately.
Same, Freya said. A mosquito bite, and I'm whining like a baby.
I smiled at Freya's attempt to make Sammy feel more comfortable and sat back down. My rear had barely hit the seat when I was brought to my feet again by a blood-curdling scream.